listening to WAMFLP New Orleans, the voice of the people on 90.3 FM and streaming on the web at WAMF.org. This is the A Community Voice Show. A Community Voice is a grassroots community group that fights for justice for low to moderate income families. Give us a call at 504-941-2852 or visit us on the web at acommunityvoice.org for more information.
Please introduce yourself in the title.
My name is Deborah Campbell. I am the Upper Ninth Ward Chairperson for A Community Voice.
And what kind of work do you do?
Right now, we're doing actions on things that we want to happen in our neighborhood. One of the things is to get the overgrown lots taken care of, to get the blighted houses torn down, to get the potholes taken care of in the streets, to stop some things that the city is planning on doing in our community, which is widening the industrial canal and bringing some traffic from St. Bernard Parish, which is 18-wheeler heavy-duty equipment traffic, through the lower Ninth Ward to the 8th Ward. We're trying to stop that from happening.
And where do you meet and when?
We meet every third Thursday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m. at 1501 Alvar Street, which is right catacorner from the police station at Alvar and Claiborne, and across the street from New Salem Baptist Church. In fact, it's New Salem's Community Center is our meeting place.
And you got a meeting coming up on the 20th, right?
Yes, we'll have a meeting on the 20th at 6 o'clock. The public is invited to come. Please come out. Give us information. Let us know what you want to see in the community. Give us some stuff to work on, because if you say that everything's okay, then they figure everything's okay. You say nothing, they're not going to do anything. Come out. Come out and talk to us at our roundtable discussions and let us figure out what to do to better our conditions in the upper and lower Ninth Ward.
And what does a new resident need to do to participate? Just come on out?
Just come on out and join us. We do have membership, and the membership fee is only $10 a month. But still, come out and talk to us and let us know what's going on. We
and
need to know.
You want people of all ages, right? Young people can come out too.
Yes, we prefer young people because they're the ones that's suffering in the communities more than the elderly. They're the ones that jobs are not made available for them. They're the ones that's working for minimum wages, and we're trying to get that increased so their working conditions can be better. Their living conditions can be better if their pay is increased, and they won't feel bad about going to work every day and know that they can better themselves and help their kids. So we are asking the youth to come out and hear what we're saying. Take heed.
In fact, you had some volunteers from Tulane come out the other day, right?
Yeah, we had almost 50 volunteers to come out on a Saturday morning. They knocked on doors, gave out flyers, invited people in the community to our meeting on the 20th, and we're hoping we have a pretty good turnout. Please come out, bring a friend, bring your daughter, bring your sons. Let them know that there is a way to get things done in the community, and the only way we're going to get it done is if we come together at a table, discuss it, and let the people in City Hall and all the ones in charge know that we want change. We want different things done in our community. They keep doing the same thing, the same way, getting the same results. We want different results. We deserve different results.
In fact, the petition was related to the Sewage and Water Board, right? About
yes,
the
it was.
And the water and fair rates. What's going on with the Sewage and Water Board campaign?
We was in a meeting on Tuesday, and we had a representative from Sewage and Water Board to come out. We tried to explain to him that we needed rates regulated. We need to know exactly how the billing works. We're not going to stand for a man going to talk to them with a $2,000 bill and eventually coming out with a $200 bill. That's not fair. They're nickel and diming us to death. We're asking that these pumps be fixed. Enough money has been allotted to them for these repairs. We're tired of having floods in our area whenever there's a hard rain. And we're tired of these high rates for water and sewer usage. We also want to speak to Entergy because their bills have gone up. We need to know why. Why are we being billed like this? We just need to know what they're doing exactly because we don't know.
And so for the fair rate structure, you're thinking that the elderly and disabled and people on fixed income would get a lower rate?
We would like the elderly and the people that's disabled to get a lower rate. And we would also like our regular citizens and their regular customers to get a decent rate.
And you think the pumps are still not fixed from the flooding we had last year?
I cannot be positive about the pumps. I don't feel positive about the pumps. I'm not going to feel better until we get a hard rain, a constant rain, and there's absolutely no flooding in our city. Then, and only then, will I say, hey, the pumps are working, they're up and running. But if they continue to fail, then we cannot sit here and wait to drown.
Yeah, it makes you nervous when they have to close school for 2 days just because of the threat of a possible tropical storm.
Oh yeah, that's unreal. That's unreal. You don't mind if it's a hurricane and we need to leave town. But for just a rain, a hard, constant rain, there's no reason for our city to shut down because of rain. Come on now.
Have you gotten a high bill yourself at your house?
Yes. And I am disputing it. So we'll see what happens.
Because there's only two people in your house, right?
There's only two people in my house, me and my son.
And you're not taking showers all day long?
No, not all day long.
No swimming pool?
No swimming pool.
And they just got themselves a big raise, right?
Oh, yeah. More than one person. They received raises. While we're disputing bills.
And they're saying they have no money to change the lead service lines, right?
That's right. What they're saying is that there are no leaded service lines, and if we should find one, please contact them and they will change it out immediately. Well, that's not our job. You are supposed to let us know that all of this has been taken care of. Come out, do a test, and prove to me at my home that my home is safe. Come on now.
Yeah, because you guys have done tests with LSU, right? And we found lead in the water.
Yes, we have. We've done some testing with Dr.
Katner.
And we did find lead in some of the homes. So what does that tell you? You know, it's business as usual. Sugeon Water Board is trying to tell us things they want us to hear. We want the truth.
And the same with energy, right?
Yes, Energy is bleeding our eyeballs out. They have increased our rates every month. It goes up a few pennies more, They're nickel and diming us into the poorhouse. And we need to find out what's going on. We need to stop. We need to know exactly what our cost is. And that's all we're asking. We don't mind paying if we know what we're going to pay every month. But don't give me a bill for $142 in January, and in February that same bill comes up to $342. That doesn't work. That's not fair. The usage is not changing, just the billing is changing.
And now they want to build a gas plant over in the east.
Yes. They want to put a hazardous plant in our community once again, with us not knowing the dangers. They're telling us that there is no danger, but we know better.
And FEMA said don't put it there because it's a floodplain.
That's right.
So they say it's going to help. Well, the power's not for us. I think it's for elsewhere.
Yeah.
It's just located in our community.
It's located in our community.
And we have to pay for it on our bill.
And it's going to service other cities other than New Orleans. Yes.
So our city council needs to be standing up against stuff like this, right?
Yes, they do, and I'm calling on Councilperson Wynn. This is in your area. We need you to go out and fight against this. We don't need any more worries. We're worried about flooding. We're worried about hurricanes, and now we're going to have to worry about a nuclear plant. Come on. Give us a break.
And so with the back to the sewage and water board, do you think there's a problem with the meters, or are they just not reading them?
Well, as you know, they get on TV and constantly say they don't have enough employees. So if there's not enough employees, then maybe there's not enough meter readers. So if you're estimating our bills, we don't want it estimated. We want the people to come out, physically read our meters, and let us know exactly what we want.
And so what are some of the other favorite campaigns or actions that you've done with A Community Voice?
Oh, we've had several. We're responsible for a lot of the lots being manicured constantly. We're responsible for a lot of the abandoned houses being torn down. We have a win situation with the schools putting filters in their water lines so that our kids won't be exposed to lead in their drinking water or the water that the cafeteria cooks with. So we've had a lot of wins. We've been able to stop a lot of things that they had planned to do, especially with the canal for now. We've got them on hold. We've got them on the run. We're asking them not to come in our area and widen this canal. There's an area that is not populated that's further up near Violet. They can go that way. Why? Why do they have to come through our city? Why do they have to come through our neighborhoods?
And so you're talking about the Industrial Canal expansion, right?
I'm talking about the Industrial Canal expansion, yes.
And so what are some of the dangers of this project coming in?
First of all, they will have to dredge the canal. When they dredge that canal, a lot of dangerous chemicals will come to the surface. We don't need that in our community. We're looking at heavy traffic coming through, boat traffic. We're looking at barges. We know from years and years of experience, barges break away, they make confusion, they break levees, they send floodwaters into our neighborhoods. So please, we don't need that. If you can take it another way, why not? Take it that way. Don't bring it through our neighborhood, please.
And they're saying that it would take 13 years or something, but a lot of times these projects take even longer than that, right?
It would take 13 years and we have no access at the St. Claude Bridge.
Some people might have to relocate, right?
That's right. The only bridge that we'll have access to is going to be the Cleveland Avenue Bridge. And when that bridge goes up across the Industrial Canal, there's no way into the Lower Nine, and there's no way out. We have the Florida Avenue Bridge, which is not always operable. So we're asking, no, not at this time. 13 years is a long time to have people unsafe on the other side of that canal. You have the people in Chalmette that need to get to safety if anything should happen. Even if it's just a heart attack victim and the ambulances can't get to them, we can't have this. No.
And what's it like to meet with the Corps? Do you trust what they say?
Says things that they think we want to hear. The Corps is not interested in what we have to say. It's almost like it's etched in stone because it's coming out of their mouths. Well, it's not. And we're not going to stand for it. What you want to do is not what we want to see done.
So you have to just keep fighting against them regardless of what they say.
We have to keep fighting. This expansion has been around a long time, since before the 70s, and they've thrown it to us again. We give it back to them and tell them it's not wanted, it's not needed, but they're coming back again with this. I don't know when it's going to stop. I'm hoping it will stop with us this year.
So why do you think they keep bringing it back?
Well, I hate to be a name caller, but there are some businesses that's on the canal that would increase their profits if this canal is expanded. They would be able to get large yachts to come for them to service. And my understanding is that this is some agreement that the owner of one of the companies has made with President Trump.
Yeah. So it's like some kind of backdoor deal. It's hard to get residents involved to fight against the Industrial Canal expansion when it's an issue that keeps coming up over and over again, and then it doesn't really happen or whatever?
Well, it's hard because the word is not out. A lot of the people don't even know this is happening. So we're trying to get it broadcast from the radio station. We're giving out flyers, try to inform the people that this is what's being done. And the few that have an idea what's going on, they're not for it. A lot of them don't know the dangers. They're not aware of what the dangers are. And, you know, that.
And we have a lot of new residents that don't know the whole history of how long people have been fighting against it, right?
That's correct.
So you have to get these new people involved.
And let them understand. And not only the new people, please believe you me, the older people know, remember, and understand, but their kids and their grandkids don't have an idea that this is going on. So we need to get them educated, everyone, educated on what this means to us as a community, what the hazards are to their family and friends in the community, and that this is not really a good plan for our area. We are going to lose some homes. We're going to lose some people that finally made it back to the upper and lower Ninth Ward, and now they're going to leave. So all of that is a problem.
And once you lose your property, you can't get it back, right?
No, you cannot get it back. And I guess they're going to give you market value. But guess what? There's not much you can do with market value of a piece of property.
And also, if the Corps damages your home, you can't sue them, right?
You cannot sue the Corps of Engineers. That's correct.
So it's very dangerous if they did start construction.
Of course. We'll be at a total loss. If anything goes wrong, then we have no way to be compensated for our property.
And so some of the ways you guys get the word out is through door knocking, right? And
door knocking, word of mouth, broadcast, flyers, the internet. We do some things on the internet. And the news media. We contact some of our local radio stations, and we've had some conversations with them over the air so that the people can be aware of what's going on.
And recently we were hearing explosions on the canal, right?
Yes.
And that stopped, or you still hear them?
I haven't heard them lately. At the last meeting, we had a number of people that said they hadn't heard anything lately. So hopefully, whatever it was, they've decided against it. Of course, nobody admitted to doing anything that would cause us to have this noise in our neighborhood. We did talk to the Corps of Engineers. We did talk to the Levee Board Police. We talked to the New Orleans Police Department. And nobody knows anything. But, of course, it has subsided or it has stopped for now. And I just want to let you know that it's not only heard in the 9th Ward, it's been heard near the Nashville Avenue Wharf and the Louisiana Avenue Wharf. So, you know, it's not just our area.
And nobody ever explained what was going on.
No one has ever explained what's going on. No, they don't have a clue. So.
And right now the project seems stalled with the expansion, or we don't know.
We haven't heard anything. Let me say that. I don't know if it's being done under the table, and they're not going to explain us anything right now because they know how we feel, or if it's been halted for now. Hopefully it's been halted, and hopefully it will go away.
Because the last we heard is they had some public meetings that we went to, right? And since then, it's been a while since they've had a public meeting, because they're supposed to have public meetings to update us on what's going on.
Yes. They had a few public meetings where the public was not invited. Only a few people found out about it, so we hurry up and got some people involved and brought a group to the site of the meeting. But we're understanding that they had had previous meetings where nobody was notified. So I don't know what that's all about. Well, yes, I do know what that's all about. But anyway, yes, we did have a few meetings, and we did let them know that we're not doing so.
Yeah, and we demanded more public meetings with notice, right? Because they have St. Bernard that is going to be impacted, so you have to have a meeting down there, and you have to have a meeting in the lower 9 and the upper 9 as well, right?
Right.
Because they act like it's not going to impact multiple areas, but really it's going to impact the whole city, right?
Sure will. Yes, it will.
Well, hopefully we can stop it for good one day, right?
Yeah. I'm hoping that they'll decide against it altogether. Because it has been started, stopped, you know, for a number of years. In fact, over more than a decade.
And so back to the Sewage and Water Board, I think some people were concerned that they're trying to privatize the whole thing. Do you get that feeling?
Well, you know, we've had that discussion before, that they were going to do some privatizations to sewer and water, and we don't want that to happen. My organization would like it to go back in the hands of the city.
Because they removed the city council person off the board, right?
They removed the city council person off the board thanks to Landrieu. And they put in the mayor. So now the mayor is on the board for Sewage and Water Board.
And I think it's going to be on the ballot in December for the people to vote to get a city council person back on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's something you're in favor of?
Yes. Very much.
Because you have more of a control over a council person.
We have more of a control over the council person. We can threaten them with their election. And then when it's City Hall involved, they know that that's their job. I think they focus in on it, spend a little more time on it than if it was a private company who has no real interest other than to get paid. So that's my feelings.
And then I think another proposal is to open the pool of workers to not only Orleans Parish, but other parishes, because they were saying they have a hard time hiring people, right? Because a lot of people had to move out the city because they couldn't afford a place to rent, right?
Right. Now, in the meeting that we had the other day, yes, they are crying that they're having trouble hiring people. But in the meeting the other day, we're finding out that there were so many applications, like 200 applications, and they only hired 5 out of the 200 people. So why is the criteria so hard that the people cannot get employed?
What is the criteria? I
have no idea, but I know one thing. People are trainable.
Yeah, because if they need a job and they have jobs available.
What's the story?
Because it can't be the felon thing, because I know they hire felons.
Right.
It's one of the few entities that does.
It does. So why you get 200 applications and only 5 are approved to be hired, I don't know. So maybe that system needs to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Another
sounds
thing,
fishy.
It sounds fishy. Another thing I'd like to know is why can't we bring in some private auditors? Why doesn't the city bring in some private auditors into Sewage and Water Board to look at their books and see what's really going on? Why are all of these bills messed up? Why the people can't get employed with them? That's another thing we need to know, what is going on. But
more transparency.
More transparency. And if they're not being transparent, then we need to force their hand.
Yeah, because they say one thing and then
it
turns out not to be true.
They do something altogether different. That's right.
Makes you not trust the whole situation.
Well, you can't. You can't. Your life is in danger. How can you?
Yeah, well, it's true. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're driving down the street and all of a sudden
there's this deluge of water that goes over the roof of your car. You know, so many people have been having to be rescued from their vehicles because this water just comes up.
And they always say, oh, don't drive when it's flooded. But people have lives.
Of course.
They have doctor's appointments. They have to go to work.
Of course. And it's flash floods. It's not anything that says, oh, we're going to flood at 4 o'clock. Get off the streets. No.
It's without warning.
It's without warning. And it's with just a hard, steady rain. Not a tropical depression. Not a hurricane watch. You know, just a hard, steady rain.
So you must be really nervous about if we get another hurricane, right?
A hurricane?
Okay.
At least they'll tell us to get out of the city.
Yeah.
With a hard rain, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no warning. We have nothing issued that say, okay, get out of the way, here it comes. At least with a hurricane, they do that.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's important for everyone to get involved so we can force the city to be more transparent with what's going on with the flooding and the Sewage and Water Board.
Yes. Yes.
And the meeting's going to be next Thursday on the 20th.
At 6 o'clock. 1501 Alvar Street, across the street from New Salem Baptist Church. In fact, it's New Salem Baptist Church's Community Center. We will be there for 6.
Please come out. And we'll see everyone then, right?
Yes, we hope to see everyone then. I've been listening to A Community Voice on WAMFLP New Orleans on 90.3 FM and streaming at WAMF.org. WAMF is an all-volunteer, non-commercial radio station, so if you would like to volunteer to host your own show, please give us a call at 504-605-0746 or drop us a line at WAMF.org.